KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal. The Toy Story trilogy that came to a stirring climax 9 years ago felt complete, completely complete. So Toy Story 4 raises questions. Did we need a new installment, and did it turn out to be worth doing? The answers are no, not necessarily, and yes, absolutely. The new film isn't flawless, but it's hugely enjoyable and emotionally profound like all the Toy Stories before it. The clear hero this time is Woody, voiced again by Tom Hanks. He's the pull-string cowboy sheriff who watched Andy, his beloved owner, head off for college at the end of Toy Story 3. Now Woody's owner is Bonnie, the little girl who inherited all of Andy's toys, and he's no less devoted to her. Being devoted is, of course, what these toys do. The big news is a toy called Forky. He's a poster creature for the creative process, a something made from next to nothing with the power to inflame the imagination and evoke a rush of tenderness that quickly deepens into love. Forky begins life as Bonnie's craft project on her first day of kindergarten. She cobbles them together in a flash, starting with a plastic spork and a pipe cleaner. Every parent hopes their child will make new friends in school. Bonnie literally makes a friend and loves him passionately. Most of the story plays out on a road trip that all of the toys take with Bonnie and her parents. It's a wild ride and a very funny one, but a long sequence in an antique store gets to be awfully confused and repetitive, and very creepy thanks to a set of wordless ventriloquist dummies on the loose. But the road trip takes its own fateful turn when Woody crosses paths with Bo Peep, who was once the love of his life. Now she seems to be a lost toy. She's been out in the world for many years and isn't the innocent she once was. But Bo doesn't think of herself as lost. She's all the richer for what she's been through. Woody doesn't feel lost either, at least consciously. Once he belonged to Andy, now he belongs to Bonnie. The harsh reality, though, is that Forky has taken center stage in Bonnie's fantasy life. Where, then, does Woody stand? In the movie's scheme of things, he stands for all of us who feel we've lost our purpose in one phase of our life and haven't yet found the courage to start the next phase. What he comes to understand is that life isn't only for living, but for loving, and he and Bo have found each other. As Woody struggles to resolve his fears and feelings, Toy Story 4 transcends toydom. It feels exquisitely alive. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW in a couple of weeks with more reviews.
KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.